Satatam
Kirtayanto
Mam
Yatantas
Yatantascha
Vidhavataha
Vidhavataha
Namasyantas
Namasyantascha
Mam
Bhaktya
Bhaktya
Nityayukta
Nityayukta
Upasate
Upasate
Satatam
kirtayanto mam.
Satatam
kirtayanto mam.
Yatantas
chadrita
vrita.
Yatantas
chadrita vrita.
Namasyantas
chamam bhaktya.
Namasyantas
chamam bhaktya.
Nitya
yukta
upasate.
Nitya
yukta
upasate.
Satatam
kirtayanto mam.
Satatam
kirtayanto
mam.
Yatantas
chadrita
vrita.
Yatantas
Namasyantas
chamam bhaktya.
Namasyantas
chamam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta
upasate.
Nitya yukta
upasate.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantas chadridha vrata.
Yatantas chadridha vrata.
Namasyantas chamam bhaktya.
Namasyantas chamam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Namasyantas
chamam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Satatam.
Satatam.
Always.
Always.
Kirtayantaha.
Kirtayantaha.
Chanting.
Chanting.
Mam.
Mam.
Bhakti. Yatantaha,
Yatantaha,
fully endeavoring,
fully endeavoring,
cha,
cha,
also,
also,
vritta vritta,
vritta vritta,
with determination,
with determination,
namasyantaha,
namasyantaha,
offering obeisances,
offering obeisances,
cha,
cha,
and,
mam,
mam,
me,
bhaktya,
bhaktya,
in devotion.
In the ocean.
Nitya yuktaha.
Nitya yuktaha.
Perpetually engaged.
Perpetually engaged.
Upasate.
Upasate.
Worship.
Worship.
Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, the Personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of God. Om Jnanatimiram Tasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Putale Shrayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shatatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Gaganatam Vitam Stam Sativam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Srijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakham Vitamstha. He Krishna, Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Krishna Kanun Sute Devi, Pranamami Puniye. Vancha Kopatarubhyascha, Kapasindho Vyayevacha, Patitana Bhavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari Govardhaka Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Satatam Kirtayanto Vam Yatantascha Kripa Vishalam. Namasyantas Jamam Bhaktya Nitya Yukta Upasita. We've heard this word Mahatma, and here Krishna, the supreme authority, explains what a Mahatma is, what the characteristics of a Mahatma are. Satatam Kirtayanto. Kirtayanto means glorifying. There was a correspondence between Srila Prabhupada and a very prominent Sanskrit scholar in California, where the scholar was arguing that actually the Bhagavad Gita doesn't really require chanting or anything like that. It has to do more with so many different topics like speculative philosophy and so on. And Srila Prabhupada wrote back to him and said, I think you've missed this verse, among others. Satatam Kirtayanto Vam. Mahatmas are always chanting about me. So the professor wrote back and said, well, Kirtayanto doesn't have to mean chanting. It can mean speaking. It can mean murmuring. It can mean many different things. Prabhupada said, all right. But about who? Then he said the significant word here was mom. He said, it's certainly Krishna, the person who's speaking. So chanting about Krishna, speaking about Krishna, in different ways glorifying Krishna. This is the engagement of the great souls, or the, yes, those who are broad-minded, Mahatma, great-minded persons. They're always chanting the glories of Krishna. Satatam. Satatam means always, constantly, 24 hours a day, they're always chanting about Krishna. Because Krishna means the supreme truth. It's not just that we're Krishna fans, that Krishna is cool, so we like to chant about Krishna. The way some people chant about Michael Jackson or whoever it is. So we're chanting about Krishna. But Satyam Param Dhiman, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is identified as the Satyam Param, the ultimate truth, the supreme reality, Satyam Param. And that topic is explained in the Bhagavad Gita and in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not simply a sentimental notion, but it's a science of God consciousness. So when we speak of Krishna, we don't refer to an ordinary human being like us, or a mythological hero, or one of many different devatas. Krishna means Satyam Param, the supreme truth, the supreme reality. So a person who's actually a Mahatma, the persons who are not quite Mahatmas, they talk about other things. And you can see what level a person is on by seeing what they talk about. The low-class people, you know, they'll have drinking songs. And the songs to sing while they're drinking beer or getting drunk. Or they'll have sex songs to sing. And then other people will have songs about so many different things, ordinary love songs, or patriotic songs, My Country Tis of Thee, Vande Mataram. They'll have different songs about the country. But a pure devotee, or a Mahatma, a broad-minded person, a great-minded person, is not interested in glorifying the relative truths of this material world. He is interested in glorifying the Supreme Truth, the Absolute Truth, Krishna. So, satatam, and always. He doesn't want to mix sometimes glorifying Maya, sometimes glorifying Krishna. He always wants to glorify Krishna. Satatam, that's also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Well, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vayam tu na vitripyamha uttama sloka vikrame. Yat trindatam rasagyanam swadu swadu pade pade. The sages of Naimisharanya said that we never get tired of hearing about Krishna. Some ordinary person, you'll get tired of hearing about him quite quickly. Or after some time. There's not much to be gained from these ordinary topics. They become stale after some time. Maybe they're hyped by some publicity managers, or they're popular for some time, but then they go by the wayside. But we get tired of talking about it. All right, I've heard enough. But the sages of Naimisharanya said, Vayam tu na vitripyama. We never become satiated. We've never said, all right, that's, we never said, that's enough. Vayam tu na vitripyama. Uttama shloka vikrame. In these topics about uttama shloka. Uttama shloka means the person who's glorified by transcendental verses. Uttama. Whose glories are beyond the darkness of this material world. Aditya Varnam Tamasat Pramaskat. Uttama Shloka. Vikrame, who performs wonderful activities in his form as Vamandevi. In three steps, he covered the whole universe. Not like any ordinary human being. He has so many wonderful activities, so many incarnations. And in each incarnation, he performs so many wondrous activities. Uttama shloka vikrame. Yash trinvatam. Those who have a taste for hearing these things. Rasagyanam. Rasagya means a person who knows what is rasa. Rasa means taste. Rasa means juice. Rasa means a particular relationship with Krishna. Every relationship has its particular taste. So one may have a taste for serving Krishna as a servant. One may have a taste for serving Krishna as a friend. One may have a taste for serving Krishna as a parent. Or one may have a taste for serving Krishna in conjugal love. These are different tastes of devotional service. Or one may have a taste for hearing about all of these things. There are so many. You like to hear about relationships between friends. It's all about relationships. Everything is relationships. Relationships between friends, or between a master and servant, or between a parent and child, or between lover and beloved. That's all there in Krishna. Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu. He's the reservoir of all rasas, all relationships. And because he's Purushottam, because he's the transcendental supreme person, these relationships are all transcendental. So these rishis, as sages, they weren't interested in hearing ordinary, mundane topics. But they were interested in hearing the topics of Krishna, because these are all transcendental. Yach trinvatam rasagyanam, swadu swadu pade pade. They said, at every step, we're relishing, swadu swadu. We're relishing and relishing, pade pade, at every step, at every step. It gets better and better. Not like the hackneyed topics of this material. So the devotees, satatam kirtiyantoma, they don't get tired. Oh, we chanted Hare Krishna yesterday, what? No. They want to go on chanting Hare Krishna more and more. The more they chant, the more they feel like chanting, the more they want to chant. One time, one press reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, sir, what will be the result of this chanting? Srila Prabhupada said, chanting? Chanting. The result of the chanting will be more chanting.
Yes.
The more we chant, the more we want to chant. Satatam, kirti yantoma. The devotees are not, mahatmas are not chanting merely as a matter of obligation, but because they're getting transcendental taste at every step. Pratipadam Purnamrita Ashvada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement is described in that way. Pratipadam at every step, Purnamrita Ashvada, one can taste the full nectar for which we're always anxious. Purnamrita Ashvada. So, Vayam Tuna Vitripya, Satatam Kirti Antonya, and Yatantascha Dritta Vrita. It's not simply kicking back and being lazy. There's serious endeavor for reaching Krishna. Dritta vrita. It requires determination. One has to be serious. After all, Maya is very powerful. If we want to get free from Maya, it requires determination. Therefore, one has to purify the heart, especially these four kinds of unwanted activities. We recommend that one give up. What is that? Gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, meat eating. Because these are papa, sinful activities, like activities that violate the laws of nature. Or the laws of God. Yesham tvantakatam pavam jananam punyakarmatam te dvandvamoha nirmukta vivante maam vitavita. Krishna says that when one has come to the end of all sinful activities and when one's activities are pious, yesham tvantakatam pavam jananam punyakarmatam, then one can be freed from duality and illusion. And then, bhajante maam jatavita, one can engage in devotional service with serious determination. In other words, devotional service is performed on the liberated platform. It's the activity of the spiritual world. So, chanting will purify the heart, and the more the heart becomes purified, the more we get free from material entanglement and become able to give up, eager to give up, materialistic activities. So that requires our sincere endeavor. It's not casual that we simply sort of drift through and wait for Krishna to drop the pure devotional service on our head, like the way the Americans drop care packages into war zones, here's your little whatever it is they drop there. It's not like that we just drift around in one day. But it requires, of course, it does come of its own accord. We don't know what we've done to become so fortunate as to be exposed to this chanting of Hare Krishna. After millions and millions of lifetimes, to have such an opportunity to chant the holy name of the Lord. It's very, very good fortune. But having gotten the opportunity, then It requires something from our side. We should take it seriously. Yatanta means endeavoring. Dhritavrata, with determination.
Let's see what else Prabhupada says here. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma-jyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or human being. That is devotion. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu and Smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, vocal, everything, in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That is called full devotional service. Transcendental devotional service. Nitya yukta upasita, being always engaged, nitya yukta, in serving Krishna. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days. Oh yeah, cell phone check, please. Like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. If we want to achieve the result of Krishna consciousness, then there's some things we can do. It's not just automatic. So some of them are very simple and clear. This, to observe the different festival days connected with Krishna, like Janmashtami, Ram Navami, there are different days. One can observe these festivals. Some fasting is recommended. Fasting means controlling the senses. Generally, the senses are very strong, and they're practically ordering us what to do. But by fasting, we get some control over the senses. So some these days are usually observed by fasting, Janmashtami, Ram Navami. Ekadashi also. Yesterday was the Ekadashi day that comes twice a month. And one can take advantage of these days for increasing one's hearing and chanting about Krishna and observing a little austerity, either full fasting or partly fasting. Srila Prabhupada recommended that one can fast from grains and beans and that kind of thing. That's an easy thing to do. We sometimes might do it without even thinking about it. There are so many other things. So one can do that, but doing it means that I'll remember Krishna. That today I'm observing a little restriction for remembering Krishna. Is there any, who follows Ekadashi, has some Ekadashi program? 1, 2, 3, oh, 7, 8, a lot. So that's nice. You get some benefit? Yeah? simply by remembering that today is Ekadashi. You'll remember though, this is something for Krishna. Now, those who are not following Ekadashi, you can take this up. It's one of the things that you can do to increase your connection with Krishna.
So they say, well, why Ekadasi? Why not some other day? The Acharyas and the Shastras have recommended. Labor Day weekend? Nobody argues, why should Labor Day weekend be on such and such day? Couldn't it be Labor Day week? It's set up by the government, we all follow it. We don't argue. So Ekadasi is there, and the days are set. The moon is moving in its own way. And one can take advantage. All right, these 2 days a week, let me do a little something extra. Extra spiritual activities for remembering Krishna. And there's even come to the temple on that day, see the deity. Whatever. There's so many ways that you can give a little extra effort. And that extra effort is rewarded. Especially on the Ekadasi day, where actually any day extra effort is valuable. But we sort of mark it that, all right, these are 2 days of a month when I'm going to put in a little extra effort. And that will increase my Krishna consciousness. 2 days a month means, 24 days in a year, that starts to add up. Along with other days, the connected with Krishna. So it starts to be that we remember Krishna quite a lot. That's what we want. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood, susukam kartam avyayam. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder, as a sannyasi, as a brahmachari, in any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul. Srila Prabhupada's recommending that don't just hear about the Mahatmas, don't just read about them, be one. The opportunity is open to become a Mahatma by chanting Hare Krishna. Satatam Kirti Antoma. Always glorifying Krishna. This method is recommended clearly in the Bhagavad Gita, and the more we chant, the more we'll see how we're making spiritual progress by this simple and easy and authorized method. All right, are there some questions? I wonder who might have a question here.
Could you speak maybe a little about the vibration of the holy name and how that changes things? So when one is chanting,
vibration of the whole. Yes, sound is a vibration. Any sound, or airplane, or an alarm clock, or voice, it's all a vibration. But those are mundane vibrations. And this is a transcendental vibration. The vocal cords can vibrate this transcendental sound. And vibrating this sound, Krishna, one will come in touch with Krishna. There's no difference between Krishna, the vibration, and Krishna, the person. The impersonalists, they just want to have a vibration. Be in tune with vibrations. But this is also a vibration, Hare Krishna. But it's a personal vibration. It's not impersonal. Like there's just some vibration. But we're vibrating the name of the Supreme Person. And there's no difference between that Supreme Person and his name. Is that okay? Something else?
Some someone may raise this argument that I am too sinful.
I'm too sinful.
Therefore, I cannot engage in devotional service because I'm too sinful. Krishna is saying
that's a cop out. I'm too sinful to chant. I'm too sinful to serve. So I guess I'll just go on being sinful. That's a cop out. Krishna says, what is that, in the fourth chapter?
The end of the fourth chapter. Api ched api asi pape bhya sarve bhya papakritta maha sarvam eva sarvam jnana plavena eva vrijanam santarishasi. Even if you're considered the most sinful of sinners, papakritta maha. Papakrit means a person who's performed sinful activities, and papakritta maha means the person who's on the highest level of sinful activities, maximum. Sarva jnana plavena eva vrijanam santarishasi. When you're in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you can cross over the ocean of material existence. So anyone can get on board. The boat is open. It just requires our willingness. Mm-hmm.
Is this true that, I mean, earlier days to say Hare Ram first and then Hare Krishna next and then
Hare Krishna first, Hare Ram first, doesn't matter. If you go on chanting Satatam, then there's no beginning or end. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This goes on and on and on.
I heard some story that some higher caste Hindus they objected. Then Mahaprabhu said that okay, I will.
I don't know if it happened exactly like that, but that's the idea that the Vedic mantras, Sri Sudra Dujabanduna Trayina Shruti Gotra, the Vedas cannot be recited by ordinary persons, but the Brahmins and other highly placed persons can chant the Vedic mantras. So Hare Krishna is a Vedic mantra, but if you switch the order, then okay, now it's not a Vedic mantra, anyone can chant it.
Okay.
It's called getting past the red tape. Any other questions? All right. So we stop here. All right, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Sarva Jnana Plavena Vrijanam Santarishasi.